We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wednesdays around here means what else? The Great Debate. That's what we do on Wednesdays. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Andrew Perloff takes something a little loosely based on the news, and we broaden it out. Let's hit the music.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, I think I speak for all of us in this room and across the glass and across the country when I say we are excited that opening day in this country starts tomorrow. This is exciting.
Short opening
day.
Yeah,
we sort of had one. That got mired around in a little bit of a scandal over in South Korea with Shohei Ohtani. But we actually get legit full across the league opening day, weather permitting, starting tomorrow. So with that in mind, today's Great Debate is the most must-see Major League Baseball player of all time. The person who was either the most exciting that you actually saw, the most exciting person you wished you had seen. This is an all-time debate here. So who is the most exciting, the can't-miss, the must-see baseball player of all time?
Wow. Okay. I went with Ken Griffey Jr. I didn't know Babe Ruth was on the table, but I would go with, for me it's Ken Griffey Jr. because he's the most exciting player I saw. I'm going to go with some personal experience.
Okay.
I'll tell you a quick story. I was at Yankee Stadium. The Mariners were in town, and the Mariners had A-Rod and Ken Griffey Jr. I remember nobody cared when A-Rod was up. I think it was the early innings, and A-Rod only hits homers when they're up 7-2 in the eighth. So Ken Griffey Jr. was coming up, and I saw kids were running out from the concession area. They're like, he's up, he's up. We got to see him. There was a time in the 90s where seeing Ken Griffey Jr. bat was the must-see thing in TV. The dude saved the sport after the strike in 94. There's no sweeter swing in baseball history than that left-handed stroke. Also, the joy for the game. Now, I'm talking about, by the way, Seattle Ken Griffey Jr. Cincinnati Ken Griffey Jr., disappointing. Still 13-time All-Star, one of the all-time home run leaders. Great, great, great player. But it was the joy he played with and how beautiful it was when he hit a home run. And the dude is amazing in the field. More of an Andrew Jones is the best fielder I've ever seen, but Ken Griffey's right there. This was the full package. Nobody else brought joy to baseball like Ken Griffey Jr.
Fly ball into deep left center field. Griffey going back to the warning track. Leaps high in the air. And he's got it! An incredible catch by the kid! He takes away a home run from Jesse Barfield, climbing the wall in left center field in Death Valley here at Yankee Stadium.
Look at Barfield. He's stunned. He's standing there with his hands on his head.
Perloff, I know your love for Ken Griffey. It's shared by a lot of people in this show and obviously in this country. We appreciate Griffey. He's fantastic. But here's where your argument gets flawed. Now, you can say the most exciting player is a position player or a great hitter or whatever, but you are only getting that person in spurts. You don't know a ball's going to get hit towards Ken Griffey if you go to see him at the ballpark. You might get a spectacular catch. You might get nothing. He could be up to bat. He might get walked three times out of four, and you know, intentionally, you have no idea what you're going to get. That's why I went with a pitcher. Because at least if I go with a starting pitcher, I know not only is it electric walking into the stadium that day where I get to see one of the greatest pitchers of all time, but I know, barring an injury, of course, I know I'm going to get multiple innings worth of brilliance. And for that, the most exciting and the most must-see baseball player of all time is Pedro Martinez.
Barry Larkin, that's still one of the game's best. Got him with a changeup and a good start for Pedro Martinez in the American League. Just selecting the reserves, the pitchers for this. Goodbye, Larry Walker. See you later.
Well, stay tuned. Pedro doesn't look like he's losing anything.
Yeah, that was Pedro in the All-Star game in 99. So pitching through the steroid era and through this big offensive era, he pitched through many eras because he did it for so long. But the other reasons why I love Pedro, right? In a smaller package, 5'11", had three pitches. So this is not just, you know, Mariano, no disrespect, but it's not just watching the cutter, and that was incredible, but you're watching the incredible changeup, you're watching the fastball, and you're watching the curveball. Also, Pedro's a bit of a wild card. He's spicy. He's talking trash. You get a show with Pedro Martinez. He's the most exciting must-see player, baseball player of all time. EJ.
All right, so this was a tough one for me because I love seeing guys in the field, but it's hard to find that guy in the field. Like, I love Omar Vizquel, but I can't say he's the most exciting guy ever, obviously, even though he was awesome at shortstop. There's, you know, Perloff took maybe the best two-way guy that I would want to see in Griffey. So I had to go over the guy I actually didn't watch play live, but the urban legends and the fairy tales you hear about this guy are awesome. And then the stuff you actually saw him do was also awesome. I'm going with Bo Jackson as the most watched player of all time.
And not talent. Orsolak licks that one to left center field. Bo on the charge. Bo is there. Yo, mama, run that ball. Bo.
That was Bo Jackson scaling a wall.
Yeah.
In a game. He makes an incredible catch in center field. And just scales up a wall like he's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like,
he ran.
Like this is Mirror's Edge, the
he
video
He didn't
game.
Jump over the wall. He put his feet up on the wall and ran up. It was insane.
He ran on a wall that is vertical. I mean, I've seen this a million times, and I still can't believe it. I just watched it again. I still can't believe what I just saw. Bo Jackson breaking bats with his just hands, not even using his legs. I mean, the stuff this guy was doing is incredible. The fact that he was a football player that, you know, would, you know, leave the season as soon as the baseball season over and go play football. I mean, I think that Bo Jackson is probably the most must-watch athlete of all time. So if we're going with football, he may be most watched. I would say baseball as well. Bo Jackson would be my pick.
Okay, we're doing the most must-see baseball star of all time with opening day in earnest starting tomorrow. Pete Pilotti, this is right in your wheelhouse. Who do you have?
Oh, yes. I'm going to go with a man that's under a lot of controversy. But when he came up with the Cubs, his stint with the Cubs, it was some of the most exciting times, I think, at least in my life, to watch and watch in baseball. That's Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa, before everything with the home runs, with 98 and with the steroids and whatnot, and the cork bat, Sammy Sosa was appointment washing for a team that was terrible in the mid-90s. Before he was hitting all these major 60, 70 home runs, he was a batter that just had that presence that when you watched him on television, you wanted to watch him and Harry Carey call in his games. And WGN was on in a lot of places at that time. And so you, at 2 o'clock, when you're getting home from school, you're seeing Cubs games. And for me, that was appointment watching because they would always play day games and I would watch Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, I was curious, why not McGuire?
Well, because we knew McGuire, Canseco had the, you know, Bash Brothers and whatnot. He was, when McGuire was in that chase for 62, it was toward the end of his career. We knew what Mark McGuire could bring, and you know his home runs, fine. I mean, they, if you watch that race between McGuire and Sosa, it was always about what is Sammy Sosa doing. And that's, for me, that's what it was, because I always found him a more dynamic player. And to be honest, he should be in the Hall of Fame regardless of the whole steroid thing. Everyone was doing steroids then, and the commissioner that oversaw the whole thing is in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. So you can't make money off of everybody and then say, oh, no, they're no good. So Sammy Sosa to me is my guy.
Okay, we're doing the most must-see baseball stars of all time with opening day. Well, right on the horizon. It's opening day eve. Andrew Bogish, what do you got, sir?
This one's tough for me as well, since I can't really, you know, fit a Soviet hockey player answer into this one.
We threw you a curveball.
Yeah, Bilotti moved past Bruce Bochy, so you could do it, too.
Surprised that he did.
He wasn't really good.
I'm going to use this as a time machine possibility here. We're also a video game household at the Bogus House, and MLB The Show is out recently. For the second straight year, they have this remarkable feature where you learn about Negro League players and you play as them in the game. So this is also top of mind. So my choice is Josh Gibson. Maybe the greatest player to never be in the major leagues. Remarkable power, home runs, hit for average, all while playing catcher, the most physically demanding position on the field. What's the line? Like, he's your favorite player's favorite player? Like, Josh Gibson, there's all of these legends, all 600-foot home runs at a Yankee Stadium. Take me back then to see what it was like to actually see Josh Gibson in action.
All right, so there you have it. The most must-see baseball stars of all time. Now, what's crazy about this is Shohei Ohtani belongs on this list.
Sure.
And Shohei Ohtani is now dealing with the fallout from the scandal, but he certainly belongs on this list.
Yeah.
He right now, I would say, without a doubt, is the number one.
Yeah.
I mean, put away your fan affiliations for a second if you love your team and you want to see your guys, but I mean, he's the biggest ticket in town.
Absolutely. Just as a hitter alone, I think he's the biggest ticket in town. He's been the best hitter in the game the last few years. I mean, there is a little bit of a Bryce Harper cult because he does have that sweet lefty home run swing. I'll just say it, that he is one of the more watchable players. Don't yell at me. Aaron Judge also watchable.
Aaron Judge is amazing, too.
Yeah, but the left, I mean, honestly, for me, I went Griffey. Left-handed home runs just land differently.
So we have
they're way better.
Good ones in the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio. If you would like to weigh in, we're getting a lot of Fernando Valenzuela.
Mm.
We're getting some Bartolo Colon, which is always, especially if he has a home run in San Diego and that fun one. Lenny Dykstra.
From Lenny Dykstra?
Lenny?
See a listener?
Didn't realize
Wally
he was
Backman
in the chat.
Vote.
We've got Ozzie Smith in the chat. We've got Willie Mays in the chat.
Yeah,
a little, I thought a little Ricky Henderson might come up too.
Ricky
a lot
Henderson
of Ricky
is
stands.
Also in the chat.
Let's put up a poll because I will dominate this poll with Ken Griffey.
The problem with putting out a poll in the Great Debate, not to do production on the show, is that we have five answers and four choices. So then someone gets eliminated.
Let's just keep out Josh Gibson because you went someone you've never seen.
It's okay. That's part of the rules.
You can't do that.
Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth or Josh Gibson.
I didn't watch Bo Jackson play.
You've seen 1,000 Bo Jackson highlights. You're telling me you haven't seen him break that bat?
I've seen games, I'm saying.
Can I also point out, if we're going to go pull the curtains back here, that Pete and I know about this in fourth and fifth place. By the time it gets to us, you've taken Ken Griffey Jr. and Pedro, so what am I supposed to do?
The second this debate came up, I screamed to everyone, I got Griffey!
I got Jordan! I got the dream team! I got Ken Griffey!
I said, I got Griffey, and three people said, oh!
Well, we're really going to pay about the curtain.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you guys would like to have first dibs, then you have to sit in on our production meeting.
Yeah. No, I'm fine in fifth place. Just leave me alone with Josh Gibson and the Soviet hockey team. Yeah,
you have to sit in our hour-long production meeting where we brainstorm all these ideas. That's part of it.
It takes you an hour to get to Michael Jordan and,
and Jr.
But I'll say this, though. To this one, Pete knew about this Great Debate before Perloff did, because Perloff actually dipped a little early yesterday. And Pete, I already told him before I left, hey, this is the Great Debate tomorrow.
I know.
So
and
I
honestly,
was fifth this week.
But, and if Pete had said, I want Ken Griffey Jr., would have said, no, you got to give it to Perloff.
I do.
But Bilotti, you never go with the standard. You always go against the grain.
No, because of course, yes, Griffey, Pedro, loved watching him. But Sammy Sosa, no one's going to talk about Sammy Sosa. Everyone's still regard him as a guy with, you know, what's going on with his face, what's happening.
Yeah. Awkward interviews.
You know, like can he speak English? You know, all that stuff.
I thought McGuire, because he hit a few more home runs than Sammy, would be the obvious answer.
There was a time in that race, I mentioned, there was a cult following behind Sammy Sosa.
Because it was both of them.
Because everyone, with McGuire, everyone knew McGuire could do it.
But could you argue Barry Bonds was more exciting than both of them? If you're going to look past the PEDs, that was exciting.
So here's the thing about Bonds, because I was thinking about it, but that again falls in why I picked Pedro Martinez in a pitcher. I could go watch Bonds, and he could get walked four times. Like,
dude hit 72 home runs.
I know, but if I show up to a game where he's playing, I don't know what I'm going to get. So if you're talking about, but yes, him hitting home runs is amazing. But he also got walked so much.
Bonds was on my short list, but the problem I had was the walks. I think watching Bonds hit home runs, I'd rather watch him hit home runs than anyone else that we've talked about. So I almost picked him. But Maggie's right. Like, there are games where he's going to get walked three times.
Like,
and that wasn't happening. That wasn't happening to Sammy Sosa, which I think makes him more exciting. And I agree with Pete actually a little bit on that, because like McGuire, okay, he's hitting the home runs, he's doing the weird little celebration. I mean, Sammy Sosa's hopping at the home run, he's doing the weird stuff in the camera, he's running around with the American flag after 9/11. Like, he was a showman, and I think there was something about that I think added more to watching him be more fun than McGuire, who hit the home run, do the little celebration at the plate, and then go hug his kid.
Do you remember when McGuire hit that? Sorry, when McGuire hit that homer off Lidge, that's the longest home run in the history of the planet, there was something about McGuire's bombs.
I don't remember that.
Wait, let's go to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. Tony is in Pennsylvania, has got one. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Love your show. I'm too young to but I've seen enough old video clips of him that I would probably go with him. But much to Maggie's point, I'm going to go with a pitcher. Short career, only a couple of years that he pitched, but his antics on the mound and just the way he handled things. You guys remember Mark the First Fidrich?
Yeah, of course.
Storming around the mound, and it was just a great, great memory of him pitching when I was growing up. Crazy guy.
Tony, thank you. Yes, the theatrics, I mean, got the name because, you know, he reminded a coach that he looked like Big Bird. pretty amazing. All right, so keep him coming. The great debate today is the most must-see baseball star of all time. Quickly, let's hit our pal Big Friendly is in California. Good morning, Big Friendly.
Good morning, Magsie Malone, Proloff the Professor, 411, EJ the EP, Bilotti. Now that I see you live, can I change your nickname from the body to the button man? Because you have the look of a hitman that's in Witsack, my man.
Wait, I'm sorry, Big Friendly. The what you want to change his nickname to? The what man?
The button man.
The button man?
A mafia hitman. He looks like a mafia man who's
the button man.
The button man. Button.
He's
button
in my. He wants to be in my blue heaven, so make it happen.
Wait, for a second, I thought you said the butt man, and you're like, by the looks of him, I can tell he's more of a butt than a, I don't know, more of an A than a T kind of guy is what where I thought you were going with that. I was like, how do you know that by looking at a guy?
It's obvious. Is
like
he
a little more, like a little more Beyonce Serena than Sydney Sweeney is what I thought you were getting.
There you go.
All right, sorry, that was my bad. I didn't mean to put us in the gutter, Big Friendly.
Very topical reference, Maggie. Well played.
Continue on that topic.
Yeah, more next. What else you got, Big Friendly? What's going on?
So real quick, I want to just piggyback off Proloff real quick. I was at the Angels Seattle game when Ken Griffey Jr. hit the home run at an Angel Stadium.
Wow.
So to me, that was like being 15 years old and watching him do that. And just it was the crack of the bat. Mm. I've never heard it before. I've never heard it since.
Mm.
Was amazing. But real quick, I just want to hop on the Ohtani real quick. Forgive the pun, because I know they're dealing with P. Diddy. With the the Ohtani thing, the way the Dodgers are spinning this more than the spin doctors, my assumption is he has to be guilty. When the steroid scandal came out, there's one player we do not ever bring up. And do you know why?
Is it Rafael Palmeiro because he pointed at Congress and he emphatically denied it?
No, ma'am.
Jason
Giambi. Jason Giambi is the only baseball player who stood in front of the press and admitted, I did steroids. I needed advantage. I wanted an advantage. We don't talk about him. The reason why the Ohtani, I can't say his first name, forgive me.
Ohtani.
The Ohtani thing is so big is because none of us believe his excuse. You're telling me that $4.1 million came out of your bank account and you did not see that? If 50 cents comes out of my bank account, I'm calling my banker.
Big Friendly. Man, I get it. It's funny. I didn't think to go to the Giambi thing. And Big Friendly, you're the best. Thank you so much. We're up against it. Great to hear from you. Like if you just, so Proloff and I did talk about this, right? If it was true that he was covering for a friend's gambling debts, why not just come out and say that? You know, I was duped by somebody. I wanted to help. If you were in my position, what would you have done? And I guess that's what Friendly's saying, how Jason Giambi, you know, just sort of fell on the sword. Like, hey, I was in the era.
Yeah.
I wanted to get an edge and people maybe forgave him. I know the same with Andy Pettit, who basically came out and said, I was coming back from an injury. I did it. I feel terrible about it, and sort of owned it.
We said that.
Otani could have owned this and probably would have gotten some sympathy from people.
Because that's not how it happened. Because Shohei did not float that $500,000 series of wire transfers.
You just think this was outright theft. He had no clue.
I think it's more likely that he was misled by this interpreter than he was helping out a buddy.
I mean, are we now calling Bilotti the butt man? I'm so sorry. I couldn't hear exactly. He said button man, the button man, which is also a reference I've never heard of before. That's like a mafia reference?
I didn't know. I assumed button man was because he presses all the buttons, which I think is like the connection.
Got it.
But then he said something about a hitman, and I was like, well, that I don't get.
Right.
I've never watched The Godfather, as I've said a million times, so I don't know anything
button
about
mafia
stuff.
Button man's not in The Godfather.
Yeah. Well, it would be more sanitation man. Because that's usually
not The Godfather. Yeah,
right.
And just for the record, Giambi apologized, but he never actually apologized for anything specifically.
Yeah, he never said what he did.
Right. He just said, I'm sorry, but he would not go in. He did not say what he was sorry for and didn't answer any direct questions. So he apologized, and we just didn't care about Giambi enough.
I don't think he was as great a player as those other guys.
Exactly.
I think that's part of it.
It's like, what are you sorry for? All of it?
But I don't. I actually agree with Big Friendly. I do think that Jason Giambi gets a little bit of a pass. We're like, that's typical Jason Giambi. He was just such a character. He doesn't get killed like Sammy and McGuire and Bonds. I mean, who gets mad at Jason Giambi?
The Golden Thong?
Yeah, he's more of a comic character in baseball history than. Maybe that's not fair.
Which is weird because he was definitely
a great player.
Serious player. Like, he was not like just. Like, this guy's 440 home runs.
Yeah.
If there was no steroid situation, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Like,
or he'd have 44 home runs.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. He'd be brother. Jeremy. Yeah. Jeremy, who also cheated. But yeah, but we think of
Jeremy.
Giambino. I mean, you remember, Jason Giambi was always different. You can't get mad at Giambi. At least I couldn't.
855-212-4CBS. All right. Good ones all around. The great debate question today, the most must-see baseball player of all time. It's opening day eve. We're almost there, guys. 855-212-4CBS. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Great debate day. Most exciting baseball player. Actually, let's not say it that way. It's not the most exciting baseball player you've ever seen. It's a player you wish you could have seen or did see. So you could go history. You can go all the way back to the 1870s and Red Stocking McGee or whatever. Remember when they all had weird names?
Yeah.
I went with Ken Griffey, who I did see, and he was spectacular. Maggie?
I went with Pedro, and I'm the only one who picked a pitcher on this list.
Yes.
Which is crazy. EJ?
I went with Bo Jackson.
Pete Bilotti is chewing.
PT.
Sammy Sosa and Andrew Bogish, we'll speak for him, went with Josh Gibson.
I thought, you know, Chicks Dig the Long Ball, that famous Braves commercial. Nobody pays to see the pitchers. You pay to see the home runs.
Oh, man. I love a great pitching matchup. I always feel so, because, like, especially sometimes, you know, you can try your hardest to make sure you're getting the right pitching matchup, like to make sure you're at the ballpark. But a lot of times you have to leave it till the last second or the last couple days if a guy's dealing with an injury or something like that, or the rotation can get messed up. And so it feels a little more like stars sometimes aligning. And, like, you just get there to the ballpark. You know you're seeing a great pitcher, and you know you have – I picked Pedro Martinez. I know I've got, like, 8 innings.
Of what? Don't you want to see home runs?
I might see 15 strikeouts.
I know. I'm going to see – I'm going to see a variety of pitches. I'm going to see guys looking silly. I'm going to see I love that part of the greatness.
Baseball does not feel that way.
You know, listen, the quick dopamine hit of watching one home run – like, give me the whole game.
So, do you like the mid-range jumper in basketball? Yeah. Are you a big fan of the screen pass in football? You don't like the home runs? What are you doing?
I don't think that anyone would say Pedro Martinez was the mid-range jumper of baseball pitchers.
I don't know. I mean, if I was going to go pitcher, it's got to be a 103-mile-an-hour fastball guy like Randy.
Well, let's go to the phones because Kurt is in Arkansas, does have a flamethrower on as his most must-see Major League Baseball star. Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I had the opportunity to see Nolan Ryan pitch 5 times. I lived 7 miles from Arlington Stadium, and I actually got to see him pitch his 7th no-hitter.
Wow.
My first time I saw him was August 10th, 1989. He had a no-hitter going into the 9th inning and had 14 strikeouts and gave up a bloop single. Not only with Nolan Ryan, his records will never be broken with strikeouts. You never knew from one game to the next if he was going to have a no-hitter, have 15 strikeouts. But the guy was beating up guys like Robin Ventura. He was taking a line drive to the mouth from Bo Jackson, had to get stitched up and was still out there pitching. And it was like you were going back in time to the 1800s, seeing a real cowboy going out there and showing these modern guys that the old man can still do it. And there's nothing like him.
You know, Kurt, it's amazing. Great call, Nolan Ryan. And the longevity, how he kept the speed, the velocity, rather, late into his career. Unreal. Adam is in Vancouver. Has got another one. We're doing the great debate, the most must-see baseball players of all time. Adam, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Who do you have for us?
I can't believe no one said this yet, but I got to go Jackie Robinson.
It's a great one. Right? I mean, how electric was Jackie, right?
Exactly. And this is a hill that I will die on. I never hear anyone say it either. 42, probably one of the best sports movies ever made.
Oh, interesting.
Chadwick Boseman, right? Yeah.
Adam, thank you so much for that. I mean, here's the thing about, Bogish had Josh Gibson, who was obviously a Negro League player that never got to the pros because of the time he was playing in. Jackie breaks the color barrier, and he gets remembered for that, obviously, and now his jersey's retired. But he actually also, not just breaking the color barrier, was beyond exciting player from what we know of Jackie Robinson.
Stealing home.
Yeah.
That's one of the great highlights of all time. By the way, talking about pitchers, I'm looking at the best-selling jerseys of last season. You know how many pitchers are on that list? One. Shohei Ohtani. Then there's 20 home run hitters in a row. The kids dig the long ball. Give me Ellie De La Cruz. I don't need to see efficient pitching.
Pedro
going
was
first to third to 4 seconds. That's what you need.
Pedro was spectacular. Yeah. I give you that. But
also, you make him out to be like the fifth man on the Pittsburgh Pirates squad. You know.
Still, I mean, I don't know. I want to see the big home run hitters. I don't want to see Blake Snell or whatever. I'm just not as into that.
Yeah, Blake Snell, not Pedro. Blake Snell's a good player, not Pedro. And I like seeing the big home run hitters look silly. I like the person who beguiles that person.
Yeah, I like seeing Reggie Jackson hit a home run and highlight.
This is Perloff in a nutshell. Yeah. Perloff loves slam dunks. Home runs, slam dunks. Vince Carter, your favorite player.
Oh, yeah.
I love
the long ball in football. Oh, man, nothing better.
Tom Brady, system quarterback. Tom Brady
giving you these little over-the-middle 8-yard passes to a running back. Not for me.
There's a theme. I'm just saying. You're consistent with your fandom.
I'm like a child. And
yes.
I think simple is the word Shoot Maggie wants to use here. You're simple.
I said consistent.
You know who else is like me? Every sports fan. Do you think anybody wants to see a mid-range jumper, DeMar DeRozan? No, give me Zion Williamson flying through the rafters.
I can't wait till we do our next great debate.
I still can't
best
get over
mid-range
Blake's
jumpers.
I can't get over Blake Snell being put in the same conversation as Pedro Martinez.
Not the same.
I was trying to think of a good pitcher. Who actually?
Randy Johnson?
Yeah, who's a must-see pitcher now?
I wanted to go with DeGrom. I was afraid I was going to be accused of being a homer. He really was unreal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, MLB needs DeGrom there to sell tickets. Come on. No one's buying. How many first of all, get 9 games anyway? So what's the difference here?
I will say only spoken by someone who's never watched DeGrom in person. It would change your mind.
And I will say, too,
that's not true. I went to a Phillies-Mets game when DeGrom was pitching, and I didn't care. I wanted to see homer. I wanted to see Bryce go long.
Well, I'm sure it didn't happen because DeGrom was on the mound.
We got destroyed.
We got hurt.
or one of those two things. I will say, we talk about Pedro. That clip we played of him at that All-Star game was maybe the most exciting thing to happen all that season. Like, him striking out those four guys in 99, McGuire, Sosa, Larry Walker. I mean, that moment, you're talking about an All-Star game where we're expecting home runs, we're expecting big offense, and he completely stole the show.
We will get back to your phone calls in a moment. See you guys. Want to get in on this great debate question, the most must-see baseball star of all time. Andrew Bogish is here. He's got headlines.
But by the way, it's not like Blake Snell's chopped liver. Guy's got 2 Cy Young Awards, but please go ahead. And Pedro only has 3.
Conversation about Pedro and Blake Snell.
The consistency was a little different. You said fifth starter, a little different. It's not like I can't name a fifth starter in today's MLB, but whoever that guy is, Blake Snell's better than
go,
him.
Go Pedro year to year, and then go Blake Snell year to year.
Yeah.
The highs are high, the lows low. Boogie, should hear that.
It's never good when your heroes fight, but here's Boogie Cousins and Rajon Rondo arguing over John Calipari's job security at Kentucky. This is from their Bully Ball podcast.
I don't understand how we get to the point where I'm next best option is to replace this coach. That doesn't even make with what revenue is going to go down.
Everything
that Calipari brings to a program is going to go down if they replace this guy. Everything is going down.
I disagree with that. It is UK. It is the brand. It is Duke.
So who would you bring? Who would you bring?
I never said fire Cal.
Here's more now from Rondo on why Cal or Kentucky would be okay post Cal.
You just said it's more than just win a championship. I never will. It's been one of the greatest colleges of all time. 100%. Way before Cal got there.
100%.
So he didn't just go come there and set the standard that it's winning basketball now. It been that.
No, it wasn't. When I got there, it wasn't. It was down.
How many championships they got?
I'm talking about when I got there. I'm talking about when I got there.
And specifically the head coach at that time.
Championship of bus with Billy Gillespie. What are we talking about?
Listen, that was a bad hire.
So like I said, when I got there, the standard wasn't championship. When we got there, it was championship of bus.
It still was Kentucky basketball.
Billy Gillespie catching shrapnel Wednesday. This debate did end last night when AD Mitch Barnhart said Cal was keeping his job in the wake of the Oakland upset. He did not specifically mention that looming $33 million buyout.
The only thing is, in the SEC, $33 million buyout is like, meh.
By the way, that would have been paid in a wire transfer and no bank would have freaked out about it.
The bank would have just been there nodding their heads.
We get it.
I think it's also the time of the year. There's not an easy alternative. There's not like somebody... great guy's going to come in right now.
I mean, he's still the Kentucky job. You can probably hire somebody out of a job to take the Kentucky job, but does anybody, like, would you want to sign up for that? Like, unless you win the whole thing every year, it's a failure in an entire state.
Yeah. Follow Coach Cal, I'll pass.
I think it's actually an enticing job because like Boogie Cousins did say, I mean, it was really kind of bad with Clyde Gillespie. It did not go well, and they were not making tournaments. Like, here, the cupboard is not bare. I mean, there's plenty of excitement. There's plenty of engagement, a lot of money. Like, all you got to do is win a couple more tournament games, and Cal, who's getting bounced in the first round, I'd take that shot.
I think people don't get the whole concept that it's not like it's the NBA where you're just replacing a coach. You're replacing a guy that's your organization.
Yeah.
That's somebody that's recruiting, that's bringing players here. He's essentially the coach, the GM, the whole thing. Mm. And you're basically changing your entire program if you take him out. Now, do you want to do that now? Or you want to wait and give it another shot and start getting the wheels turning, because that's going to be more than just, all right, we're going to put someone in place. We got to find somebody that can do it.
I mean, that's a great question with all the Boeheims and the Coach K's and the Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Are the next, maybe they will, but I think Pete's exactly right. It's hard to replace a guy like that. A lot going on there.
A lot of work to it.
Honestly, Scott Drew could probably win more at Baylor than he could at Kentucky right now.
I don't know.
I'll tell you, I think it's hard to win in today's setup.
But I think Cal really unlocked something that wasn't really there at Kentucky. I think it's going to be a great case to see what happens with different sport, but Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, kind of the same deal. Alabama was down so bad.
Yeah.
Nick Saban comes. And yes, we could say that figure is gone and a lot comes with that. But also, the state of the program is so much better. It would be a lot easier for somebody to follow this legend as opposed to following when Alabama or Kentucky was down. And it's a credit to Cal that he got Kentucky up the way they are, but I just don't think you're walking into a place where you're like, all right, there's nothing here. We've been losing for five seasons, and now I got to try to turn this, you know, I got to be Indiana basketball, a team that has been irrelevant, try to make them relevant. I think it's easier to do this than, like, again, an Indiana or UCLA kind of deal.
Well, look at Danny Hurley took over eventually for Calhoun. That wasn't totally easy.
Well, Kevin Ollie won a championship.
Ollie. But it's I think Syracuse, for example, like, I can't ever see them being Boeheim again.
But that's a great example.
Or Michigan State with Izzo, I can't ever see that being replicated.
But I think the Syracuse example is a great example because that is basically, he's basically describing the Clyde Gillespie situation. I mean, Syracuse was not good in those last few years with Boeheim. They weren't getting recruits. There wasn't the same kind of engagement. Boeheim was just fighting the media every 2 weeks. Like, that was a lot different than where Kentucky is now. They are losing in the tournament, but they are highly ranked. They are getting good recruits. There is a lot of money in the program. So we are seeing the struggles for Syracuse this year. I think they're going to continue to see that. It might be different with Kentucky because Kentucky is just way further along as a program than Syracuse is.
They just told you with this move that the boosters or the collective or whatever is still behind Calipari. So clearly, like, I think that was the difference. I think at Syracuse, it had started. I know there's one really big donor up there, but I think they started to get a little bit of a wandering eye. I think everyone's still behind Cal. I know the fan base might be a little more hurt and split and chafed, but I think he just showed he still has a lot of power. Sorry, Bogus.
The Mavericks and Kings got together last night in Sacramento, tied for sixth in the West. Dallas broke that tie with ease.
Kyrie, rise and fire for three. Hit it! And a timeout by Mike Brown. It's a big third quarter for Kyrie Irving. He's got 10 already in the quarter, and the Mavericks have their biggest lead of the night.
And they kept rolling to a 132-96 rout on the Kings' floor. The highlight from Chuck Cooperstein, Mavs Radio. Kyrie scored 24. Luka had 28. Their team has won 5 in a row. The Lakers took a thriller in Milwaukee, 128-124 in double OT without LeBron. LA was down 19 in the fourth. Anthony Davis had 34 and 23 in 52 minutes, so he's out now until May. Maggie's old friend, former Bills corner Jadavious White, expected to sign a one-year deal with the Rams. And the Rangers accomplished a lot last night.
Trunk check back to Fox. He's got room. He scores! There it is! Adam Fox wins it in overtime. Peter Laviolette's 800th career win as a head coach in the NHL. And the Rangers are in the playoffs.
Sam Rosen on MSG TV. History for the head coach. The first team to clinch a playoff spot this season, all courtesy of a 6-5 home win over the Flyers, who are from Philly. So they suck in general. Guys, back to you.
Thank you. It was 7 goals in the third period. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Crazy. Okay, thank you. We see you guys on the phones. Keep them coming. Our great debate today, the most must-see baseball player, baseball star of all time. We also have Green Bay quarterback making some bold declarations. We get to that next. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back. Wednesdays around here, we do the great debate, which is today's the most must-see Major League Baseball star of all time. We're on opening day eve, everybody. Like 2.0, because technically the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres already opened the season, but you know what I mean. Bob is in Cleveland. Bob, the most must-see Major League Baseball star of all time was who?
Well, I got to say, I went to see so many games in Cleveland in the 90s, and I love my Cleveland baseball team, but when the Mariners came into Cleveland and Randy Johnson was on the mound, that was must-see. I mean, who else do you get to see that hits a bird and feathers go flying at the pillow?
And that made him listen, there's a lot of things about Randy Johnson, Bob, that made him a folk hero. That was definitely one of them. That was a spring training game where he hit the bird. I mean, Randy Johnson was just the overpowering. He's 6'10", right? I mean, the lefty, and just, if you just want to see domineering, that is the guy for you.
Yeah, I remember when John Kruk in the All-Star game didn't want to face him and bailed out. Yeah, he was the most intimidating pitcher I've ever seen. Didn't see a ton of Nolan Ryan, but Nolan Ryan had better, I mean, coming lefty to a left-handed hitter, can you imagine? He's basically, when he's done with his delivery, he's at the plate. He's so gigantic.
Yeah, I know. He's like on top of you. Bill in California has one. Hey, Bill, how are you?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You. Bill.
Hello. Kind of asleep at the wheel here.
Well, don't be really asleep at the wheel.
The guy I most liked was the guy that I saw break into minor league baseball in San Diego. His name was Minnie Minoso.
Yeah, I mean, Minnie Minoso, just know him, but never obviously got to see him play because it was so much before our time. What was he like? Yeah, what was the number one thing?
Well, I got to see him play in San Diego when he was, you know, in the minors.
Sure.
And that's what got me interested in baseball. And the guy could just hit, run, just do everything, you know. And if you look him up on Wikipedia, you'd be amazed at how many times he led the American League in doubles, triples, bases stolen, and things like that, and didn't get in to the Hall of Fame until just a few years ago.
Yeah, so I saw that. Yeah, the one of those. It's a shame, Bill. Thank you so much for the phone call, Minnie Minoso, one of the great Cuban players, but going way, way back, played in the Negro Leagues too, I believe, Minnie Minoso. So okay, we have the keep those coming. By the way, the most must see baseball star of all time. It's our great debate, Perloff. We also, well, it's March Madness around here, and while there may not be any games right now, that does not mean that our Maggie and Perloff bracket of one hit wonders sleeps. It never sleeps.
Yeah, and these songs will be playing in your head in your sleep, unfortunately.
Yes, you will never sleep again because you'll be playing these songs in your head. The Maggie and Perloff bracket of one-hit wonders. We are on to the round of 32 in the cruising region. So let's get to it. Number one overall seed in this region is Take On Me. And that is taking on the eighth seed who advanced in this tournament. This is a big, a bit of an upset. It's Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think.
Now that beat Don't Worry, Be Happy in the first round. And I disagree with the results there, but nonetheless, we soldier on. The fifth seed in the Maggie and Perloff bracket of one-hit wonders. This is the cruising region. Fifth seeded Electric Avenue advances.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
And that goes up against what has become the most controversial choice of the entire bracket. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Perloff claims that is not a one-hit wonder. This entire region is under protest because of Perloff.
I mean, if you're going to be allowed to have two or three hits, then there are a lot of big bands that we didn't get in there. Go ahead.
Coming up, okay, next is the 11th seed. They took out Sex and Candy in the first round to advance. Here is Spirit in the Sky.
Get up to the spirit in the sky.
And that takes on the 14 seed. That is Video Killed the Radios. Okay, and final matchup in this bracket of one-hit wonders. We are in the round of 32 in the cruising region. The 7th seed, Afternoon Delight.
Rockets in flight. Afternoon Delight.
And they go up, yes?
Anchorman. This always stuck in my head. Go ahead.
Goes up against the 15 seed, the Zach Wilson anthem. It is Stacey's Mom. And that is sung by a band called Fountains of Wayne. That was a big upset. Stacey's Mom took out the second seed in this region, which was Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah.
Katrina and the...
I thought Katrina and the Waves. Thought that was going to be a big one.
I know.
We were talking about making that the new show anthem.
But it couldn't even be that.
Now our show anthem is Stacey's Mom.
We are looking for some new music, so maybe Stacey's Mom is the one we've been looking for. Okay, so there you have it. You can go to @MaggieandPearl on Twitter. You can vote to see who makes it through to the Sweet 16.
I mean, we used to be 3 to 6 Eastern. We could have been Afternoon Delight then. I'm not sure that's what you get from the show.
I'll tell you what, the YouTube channel would have been popping if we were calling ourselves Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, and we obviously can't do Electric Avenue because our buddies at Barstool have that for Part of My Take.
Yep.
Take on Me is a pretty good theme song.
So I think, EJ, am I wrong about this? Did we introduce you to Video Killed the Radio Star? Had you ever heard of that before?
Maybe. I don't know. That wasn't the song we talked about that I didn't know.
Okay.
But I also didn't know that song until I did this.
Did you know Take on Me?
Yeah, I love Take on Me.
Take on Me. Yeah, that one is persistent. The video helped a lot.
Yeah, it was a cool video.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, you can go to @MaggieandPearl. You can vote. Whatever you say, user generated, whatever you say gets through to the round, to the Sweet 16. So go ahead and make your voice be known.
Right. Do we still call it One Hit Wonder when Simple Minds had 24 number one songs in the UK?
We did not count the UK. All their top 10 hits.
They speak English. What's the difference?
All their top 10 hits in Kazakhstan were not eligible for this particular bracket.
They played Live Aid in 1983.
855-212-4CBS. So much left to do, including we do get to some changes coming in the NFL and one we despise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.